Chevra, welcome to today's session of Torah, Judaism, whatever we call it, same thing. There was a popular request, or at least one guy in the shir requested, that we go back to discuss the if lamed and lamed aleph, because at the end of the shir on Wednesday, we kind of ran through it very quickly. So let us just review there. There is a halach in Sif Lamed that ina tzricha lahakir, meaning to say you don't need to take the kesem and compare it to other things. You don't have to bring out a color chart to look at it. But you tell them in astam until you know shezeh shachar v'zeh adom, right? That you do a tliya unless you know for certain that one is red, one is black. The assumption is that if you have your osek in Zeva Edom, it's good enough to be tole. This, of course, is the shita that we pass, and like in Shulchan Aruch. However, it's worth noting that in the Torah tells me that Yesh Omrim, that we are not tole if it's domelo, v'marazomim, meaning to say that we are only toilet if you're absolutely certain. That's one opinion that's found in the Torah. We pass in the tzinsk samim, so we're toilet even if we lack a certain amount of certainty. That seems to be the halacha. This idea comes from a Ramban. The Ramban, in an explanation of a Mishnah on Nun Chasam Beis, a woman comes to Reb Akiva and she says, "I saw a kesem." So Reb Akiva says, "You're tahira." So the students are looking at each other. He says, "Ma hadavar kasha be'ineichem lo amru chachamim davar lahachmir ella lahakel," meaning that we are makel on ksamim, zok the Ramban, that you see from here that the kula applies. As long as any tliya, as long as I can attribute it to something, the kula of ksamim applies. The din of ksamim is fundamentally makel, because we're not sure whether it is dam or it is not dam. Certainly, there is no hargasha, or as Rabbi Akiva says it in the Mishnah over there, dam below kesem is a gezeiras hakosuv, etc. That's the halacha. Slowly, slowly.
What's the svara of the Yeshomer?
So the
That's
svara of the Yeshomer in the Torah is as follows. The case in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Akiva said, maybe you have a makkah sheyicholu higala lahotzidam. Maybe you have a makkah. Now, that issue of maybe you have a makkah, the pshat is that it is difficult. It's a real tirfa. It's uncomfortable for the woman to check if you have a makkah, that it's yecholu higala lahotzidam. And that's why in that case, we don't require ascertaining. We don't require birur. But it could be that in other cases, we do require birur, and that's the first shita in the Torah. The maskana of the Shulchan Aruch is that we do not require birur by ksamim bichlal, because it's din derabbanan, because dam b'lo kesem, it's a safek, etc. Now, this halach, as we mentioned, that you don't have to be mevarer, is only true. But this halacha that you don't have to be mevarer is only true if you have something that you can be taila on. However, we noted from the Sefer Arizarua that if the safek of Rabbi Shukshal Tabachim safek lo avra, right, that's if chaf beis, so then we are not able to be taila. You're only able to be taila if you certainly have an absolute tliya. That's the basic idea. Sif Lamed Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have a suffix, if it's dam or tseva, So you can be maver olav mizayin samimonim. And if it's amar be'eno, so you know it's tzeva, the dam will go away with the zayin samimonim. However, bizman hazeh, we do not have ha'avaras zayin samimonim. We're not bulky in them. Therefore, what? If I'm not bulky, what's the halacha? It's unclear in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shulchan Aruch writes, Bizman hazeh, I don't have havaras zayin samamonim. So the shita of Reb Kiva Eger and the shita of many poskim is that since you don't have havaras zayin samamonim, mimela you can't be meiko on a safek because it's safek pesamim yediyah. Right, technically speaking, we should be able to be mevarer if the da, if it's dam or tzeva. We lost our ability to be mevarer, so you can't taina up a suffek drabanan lahakam because a suffek that's eshel mevarer, it's considered das shaitim, right? And das shaitim is engel das. That's the shita of Reb Kiva Eger. Of course, in Se'if Lamed, we were Mekel without being Makif. How come Se'if Lamed, we are Mekel, and in Se'if Lamed Aleph, Reb Kiva Eger is Machmir? Right? And Se'if Lamed, I don't have to take another beged and be makif and compare the colors. Why don't they say it's a suffet pesarin yediyah? I really could do it. So the Torah's Hashlomim explains that in Se'if Lamed, I have a vaday tliya. I know that she was nisaska with tzeva that's red. Since I know she was nisaska with tzeva that's red, so therefore, I have a vaday tliya. And again, when you have a vaday tliya, you can be mako even without being makir. But if I'm not sure if I have a tliya, I have a woman who is I have a woman who shows up with a color, and I don't know, is it seva? Is it not seva? So b'kahai gavna, I say, listen, this is a suffix for serving yediyah, and therefore Reb Kiva Eger is Mahmir. Again, I just said the pshat based on the Torah's Hashlamim Ois Chav Aleph, Ois Chav Tes, excuse me. However, the Minhag HaOlam is that we are Mekel Bizman Hazeh, that we are not Baki in the Zayin Samabanim. Again, Shulchan Aruch just is so saying. It says, Akshav, we don't have the Zayin Samabanim. Some are Mekel, and they say that because it's a suffix, Chesar and Yediyah, Lekol Ha'olam, then we're Mekel. We pointed out that in Siman Sadi Ches, there's a Machlekes Taz and the other Acharonim, whether suffix, Chesar and Yediyah, Lekol Ha'olam, or Mekel. In this case, it's a suffix, Chesar and Yediyah, Lekol Ha'olam, because, as the Gra points out, it's clear from Rashi and the Sefer Shabbos that no one knows what these Zayin Samamanim are. So therefore, hasavara nir'eh that you can be mako according to that. Taz, we pointed out from Chacham Avadi Yosef that a suffix is saying yediyah l'chol ha'olam. You could be mako based on the bein hashmashas idea of being a suffix, but then Yehuda Dov in the Shir pointed out that the way Rav Shefta always says bein hashmashas is a totally different type of suffix. Right? It's not an ordinary suffix. I'm not sure, is it this or this? Bein hashmashas is a suffix that it's both, and memela, there's no raya from bein hashmashas. This is what we spoke about last time with suffix l'sam yediyah l'chol ha'olam. It's worth noting that the Gilyan Maharsha quotes that although we don't have the Zayin Samamanim, there's a certain Mesorah bidei hanoshim that they can put some spit on the questionable stain, and are they putting the spit there, they can be mevarer whether it's dam or not. They have a mesorah biyad hanoshim to do this. He quotes some of the Achrayim do not like this approach of the Messiah via Hanoshim. Again, I don't know, but there are Rabbonim. I know that when you bring them a Kesem, they will spit at it or something. Or you bring them the Dikvot, they'll spit on it. Again, I don't have any knowledge of what we pass in. I know these are the Dinim in Sif, Sif Lamed and Lamed Aleph. There is a Gemara on Nun Ches. There is a Gemara on Nun Ches. Yeah, Nun Ches from an Aleph. The Gemara speaks about a woman who finds Dam in the Mashtisa. We already spoke about this Gemara once in terms of the Ravid who uses this Gemara as a Raya, that the din of Davar Mekabel, the din that were Metaher, Davar She'inu Mekabel Toma, is not accepted. But the Balei HaTosfos assume that a Mashtisa is a Davar that is Mekabel Toma because Mekabel Toma is Ksomen. But in that Gemara, they say that Isha found Dam on the Mashtisa. So we say that she should do the action again, the weaving or whatever she was doing, that you should do it again. Frankly, Gemara, I ain't shonen betaharis. So the Gemara says, when we say ain't shonen betaharis, we say you don't require that you do the same thing again. That's only lahakyal, but lahakmir we paskin shonen betaharis. That's what the Gemara says. In this case, the idea is that we'll ask her to do the action of weaving again. If you see that the osa makom of the woman is connected where you found the dam, so therefore you can be metame. If it's not connected, then it's going to be tahar. That's what emerges from the Gemara. The Shach writes that if it is, that there's no distinction between kesem and dam in this case. Meaning, even if you know for sure that it came migufa, so then we could still be meko if it is a davar she'enai mekabel tuma. We're going to be meko even if it apparently is a significant amount, right? The maisa, we don't know where it came from. The maisa, the shah is saying, the Shach is saying that if it's connected the osa makom, we're going to be mitame. Shalom connected osa hamakom, we're going to be mitaher. That's the din. The Shach and Sif katin mem. But again, if it's in a makabel tume, so we're going to be meko even if we know that it came migufa. Okay, that's it. If lamed beis, sif lamed gimel. All the way through Se'if Lamed Ches is based on a Gemara on Yud Daled, and there are differences lahalacha between an Eid Boduk and an Eid She'eino Boduk, and there are differences between what you do with this Eid. Basically, the Mishnah on Yud Daled tells us that Derech Benos Yisrael Meshamshos B'Shnei Eidim. Eid is either like a Lashon in a Pasuk in Yeshaya. That's what the Mefarish over here in Shulchan Aruch says. An Eid means a Smartot. An Eid means like a Smartot is like a Shmata. No? That's a title of Smartot. The Tosfos Yontif writes that the Lashon Eidim is something that's Me'ed, whether you're Tameya or not. So the Mishnah tells us that B'nai Sisar Misham Shais B'Shnei Eidim, if you find the dam, Tznuos also do a B'dika after Tashmish. If you find, one second, right? If you find the dam Al Shalai, your Tamei, and you Chayv a Karben, Nimsa Al Shalai, if it happens right away, you're tumming, you are chayv a korban. Nimsar shalal achar zman, it's tumming misafik. That's in the Mishnah. Directly Gemara, how come we're going to be mitame by an aid ever? Shouldn't be chayshish at stam achaylas. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara on Yudalad Amid Aleph, going over to Yudalad Amid Beis, tells us that there are differences between Eid Boduk and Eid She'eino Boduk, and we'll explain this more in Se'if Lamed Ches. I apologize if this sounds a little bit disjointed, but let's go back. Se'if Lamed Gimel. Let's maybe do the Shulchan Aruch in order. If you have an Eid HaBoduk, Eid HaBoduk, according to most Rishonim, the way we paskin, means that the woman checks a cloth right before she does a bedikah. She's about to do the bedikah. She looks carefully at the cloth. Eid HaBoduk, even the tipa kecharadal is tameh. It doesn't matter the shape of it. Ogol moshuch, your tameh. And even if you find a squashed bug on it, even if you find a machleles mu'ucha, you're still tameh. Even if you do a bedikah and you put the bedikah in the kufsa, in the basket, where there is no likelihood that a machleles comes, you find dam koshahu, it is tameh. That's the halacha. Unlike the dinim that we've had until now, which were all dinim d'rabbanan, because it's dam shalai b'hargasha, when I talk about edim, there's a potential d'oraisa, because she's doing an internal bedika. And when you're doing something internal, we have the chashash of zoma hargasha's aid. We also have a psak in our din, that if it is an aid habodah, and you find a machailas mu'ucha, you find a bug on the aid, you are going to be tameh. Aye, what do you mean? Your mom is, you have a macholas there. You're looking at it. There's a bug on the cloth. How could it be tameh? So the Gemara has a machlokes that whether the Eisai Makkaim is baduk eitzel macholas, or Otsa Makkaim is dachok eitzel macholas, and another lashon in the Gemara is rachok. Baduk eitzel macholas means we know for sure that macholases don't hang out in the Eisai Makkaim. Dachuk means macholases usually don't hang out in the osel makom, which is the same as rachuk etzel macholas. We paskin that osel makom is baduk etzel macholas, meaning to say that the macholas is definitely not in the osel makom. Meaning to say, if you find a macholas on the beged and there's dam there, you know that the dam did not come from the macholas. You know the macholas somehow came from the outside, and the dam is coming from the isha, and she is going to be, on the temeya in that situation. That seems to be the halacha. Now, the Pisca Tshuva over here quotes that if you have a beged that is half baduk and half she'eino baduk, and you're not sure, maybe the chelek, where you have a cloth that some of it's checked, some of it's not checked, you're not sure, maybe you got to the area that's eino baduk, so he's mekel. Meaning to say that although, and we're going to speak about this at length as we go on, although there's a potential d'oraisa in this case, because she did some sort of bedika, nonetheless, hasvara nosendis, or the halacha is, that even by a d'oraisa, you can be mekel. The whole din of Ein She'eino Baduk is that although there's a potential d'oraisa, because she checked herself, but you can be makel, again, as we explained, if there is some logical reason to be makel, etc. This svara that the poskim have of being makel on ksamim is because ein lecha ko beged ubeged shalai nimtza alav kama tipe domen, that there's always some drops of blood on the beged. our begodim today, we don't really have macholeses that give us drops of blood. But our begodim today, if you look at any white shirt and you look at it closely, there's going to be some threads that are not entirely white. That seems to be the din. What this would mean, l'cha'ira, is that our bedikos that we do are always bedikos with an aid she'eno baduk, and therefore, by an aid she'eno baduk, the halachas of se'if lamed vav come into play, that you're only tamei if you have pigris v'ayid. And by aid she'eno baduk, the majority of poskim assume, if you look in the Badei HaShulchan Al Shin Chattes, even if it's mashach, by aid she'eno baduk, it should be okay. Now, that would mean that l'cha'ora, women who are doing bedikas, there's no such thing as doing a bedikah with aid habaduk, and we should never be metame a bedikah cloth, bizman hazeh, because every bedikah cloth that I have is considered eino baduk with respect to these tiny, tiny little spots that come out on the cloth. Hello, Tovia.
Surely there's a difference between tiny little strings where if I were to hold it even at, you know, a small distance, I would not notice them. I need a microscope to find them versus, you know, holding at the same distance and seeing dots and being part of a bedikah.
So I agree. Something that requires a microscope for sure should be okay. Al-pi halacha, anything that requires a microscope is non-existent. If I have bugs that I don't notice unless there's a microscope, right? So it's going to be okay. But let's say I'm talking about something that is noticeable to the naked eye if I look carefully. Many of these bedikah cloths, there's stuff that's noticeable if you look carefully. Now, the mitzvah is that bedikah cloths do have some red threads in them. And the mitzvah therefore is that with respect to those red threads, it's enoi baduk l'cha'ira. And therefore, the discussion in our Pischei Tshuva about a that is miktsasei baduk and miktsasei she'eno baduk should play a role. And therefore, we could l'cha'ora, if I treat all of our bedikah cloths like an eid she'eno baduk, so you're only tamei if it's kigris v'aid, and this gentleman would be the biggest kula in Judaism. Or one could argue that this would undermine the entire halacha of ever doing bedikas, because if everything is eid she'eno baduk, like what the heck are we doing? I think you asked me that question this morning.
Well, that as well, but also the question, most women, when they take their bedikah cloths, I mean, they come in these nice little pink packages, they take them out, they take a look at them, I mean, and you don't see a thing on them.
Take a look at them, and they always, always, ask your wife, they always look much more carefully after the bedikah than beforehand. Always. And it could be that it's considered an age enoi baduk, because even though they look at it beforehand, hasvara naisenis, that they don't look that well. So what's the purpose in our bedikah cloths? So Reb Chaim Cohen in the Miluim, in the back of the Badei HaShulchan, he says in a slightly different context that we'll talk about in a minute, that it's enoi baduk kelafei these tiny little threads. But lemaisa, if you find a chunk of blood on it, you can't say that it's enoi baduk kelafei that amount. If you find dam that is moist on it, you can't say that it's because of the thread that was beforehand. Right? Meaning, what I could say, the cheshbin in the Pischei Tshuva is if it's mitzasei eino baduk and mitzasei baduk, and I'm not sure when the dam came out, But if the reality is that the Einol Bodek Chelek will not help me, because the Einol Bodek Chelek is certainly a threat, certainly from a long time ago, so then the Kahai Gavna has varily sent us that it should count as a Bedika. I think that's a Cheshbon. This, in other words, it's considered Einol Bodek in, let's say, 2 hours from now or 2 days from now. If I look at it, then I'm not sure if there's a tiny, and I find a tiny, tiny drop. It could be that's from a thread, or it could be it is done. But if I look at the Bedika cloth right after I do the Bedika, and I see that there's something, even a tiny amount, and it's moist, so it's considered bodok klapi, the moistness, because the anal bodok is only on that it might be a thread. So it is, but this is from Fabel Cohen Svarah in the Miluim, in the Bandei HaShulchan, which I think is logical. It is, you can't say anal bodok means anal bodok for everything. It is considered bodok klapi moist dam. Let's talk about another case. A woman uses the restroom and takes some toilet paper and wipes herself afterwards. Toilet paper is white. No? But it is anal bodek white. No? You find something on the toilet paper after. Now, unlike the internal bedika, where I say oisai makayim is bodok eitzel ma'acholes, that's how we paskin, and even if I find a kina mu'ucha, it's going to be tahar in the internal bedika. By the external kinuach that the poskim speak of, you can't say that the oisai makayim is bodok, because the kina is not in the oisai makayim. No? It's outside. She never did an internal bedika. On the other hand, in all logic, what you find on the kinuach is probably from her. No? How else did it get there? Right? Even though it's not baduk eitzel ma'achayles, but l'maisa, the svara is that it should be Tameya, because it probably is dam. That's what the Bade HaShulchan discusses. He talks about also, this is all in the Biurim, page 189 and 190. His basic argument is that it's lo shtiyach, that there's going to be a macholes there, because it's rugel, that it's damida. Therefore, he wants to be machmir if you find the dam on the toilet paper. There's a svara also that we don't consider it like toilet paper as a davar she'ena mekabel tuma, because of the sidrei tahara, that any davar she'ena mekabel tuma, if it's held up by a dhamma that's mekabel tuma, becomes mekabel tuma. That was the svara of Masa, perhaps even if it's colored toilet paper. In Eretz Yisrael, I think they often, if you ever go to the bathroom in a Haredi household in Eretz Yisrael, knows that the toilet paper is colored. No? What's the pshat? This is the pshat, that they are choshesh, that maybe there's going to be ksumim on the toilet paper if it is white. But if it's colored, colored is matzil ksumim. But l'cha'ira, if you're really nervous that the area, the external area, it's lo shtiyach ma'acholas over there, so even if it is an aid kinuach, and even if it's colored, we should be machmir. Now, another scar to be machmir in this case is that there's a potential da'iraisa by kinuach. We spoke about how Hargashas Eid is a potential Daraisa, but there's also a din of Hargashas Meraglayim, right? Because the Gemara has a Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that's a potential Daraisa. Reb Chaim Cohen, based on this, based on all this, is going to be Machmir. I think one will speak in Kuf Tzadi Aleph about the din of an Isha Sherosa Dan Bahargasha, Isha Sherosa Dan Bahashtana, when one involves finds blood in the urine. We'll present a few Svaras Lahakel on the toilet paper Shaila. But just for now, we're pointing out what the Bade HaShulchan says in Simin on page 190, that even though the Kinuach area is not bodak eitz macholas, but still it's unlikely. So if I find a macholas me'ucha, I would be makel. But if I don't find a macholas me'ucha, he feels you should be machmir on the toilet paper shayla. That's his svara. That's his svara. The the din in Seif Lamed Daled is if you do a bedikah with Eid HaBodek and you put it under the pillow, so then you can be choishesh that it is from a ma'acholes. But if it's kigris va'oid, then it's going to be tummy, because we're not choishesh from ma'acholes kigris va'oid. We're also not going to be choishesh in this case, for macholas, if it is mashach. If it's mashach, if it looks like the stain is not round, but the stain is long, so in that case, we're going to be machmir even if it's hinicha tachas hakar or tachas hakesas. The Dogome Revova says that this case of hinicha tachas hakar, it's a real tliya. And therefore, begimel yomer marishonim, we're not mekel. We spoke about how pachais mikigris, right, it says in Kuf Tzadivav, if you would, I believe, that pachais mikigris is not really a tliya. It's really a shear of ksamim. And therefore, even the first 3 days of the Zayin Nekiyim, where we don't have tliyas, we are mekel on Pachais Mikigris. But in this case, Zach the Dogome Ravava, the din of Kigris Va'oz by Hinicha Tachas Hakar, because it's a potential Da'i Raisa, so therefore, the only Kula you have is Alts Tleya, and therefore, Begimel Yamim HaRishayim, we don't have such a Kula. The Pisachei Tshuva and Sifkat and Mem, put a similar yesod from the Chassam Sefer, that by Hinicha Tachas Hakar, like we mentioned, it's a potential Da'iraisa. Therefore, you can only be Mekel until the Shear of Macholas Hametsuyim Etzleinu, which is 5 to 6 millimeters, not 19. That seems to be the Cheshbin of the Chassam Sefer, the Cheshbin of Dogome Ravava. However, the Pesachei Tshuva Islam at Ches quotes that there are cholkim. In Os Mem, the Pesachei Tshuva does not quote cholkim. Os Lamed Ches, when he quotes the Dogome Ravava, he points out that our friend, the Me'od Staka, says that even Tach Gimel Yomim Yishonim can be Megal, which means that he's assuming that even though you did a bedika, we still are going to be toilet of macholas, even though it's a potential deraisa. It's, I would say, not even a tli of a macholas. When you do a bedika by a potential deraisa, it's hinicha tachas hakar. So begimel yomim harishonim, we're going to be mekel, and mistaber that according to this shita, we're going to be mekel until the shear of the kesem hametsu, until the shear of a macholas bisman hashas of 19 millimeters, not the shear of 5 or 6 millimeters. This mahalach, that even though it's an aid that involves a bedika, and the bedika is a suffix to a raisa, because doma hargashas aid, Rav Vosner in the Shira Sheva Talevi points out that he thinks this is meduyak in Rashi. The top Rashi in Yudalad Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that in our case of Budka, and then you put it Tachas Hakar, that you have a shear of a gris, Zakt Rashi, Kishir Shar Kisanim. Meaning, Rashi is saying that a Bedika and Hinicha Tachas Hakar has all the dinim of Kisanim. We do not take the potential d'oraisa involved. We don't say because of potentially a d'oraisa, we should be more machmir. L'cha'ora, we are going to be just as mekel as we would otherwise. This idea comes up in the Taz of Gimel. I mamish spent time on Shabbos, on this Taz. I mamish didn't understand the Taz Bechlal. The Taz, in commenting on the Ramah here in Sifla Medavid, the Ramah says, if it's Yaisim Mikigris, but there's a Tliya, it's okay. Right? You take the aid, you do a Bedika. The Pashtus, that's a Suffik Da'iraisa. But we're Tliya. Now, the Taz writes, if you have a woman who has some sort of hemorrhoids, hemorrhoids is that she bleeds from the area near the rectum. When she does her bedika, she's not sure if she touched that area or not. Since it's possible that she touched that area, zaktataz, we can be mako shalo b'shas vesta. We can be mako on the maka, being the hemorrhoids, unless it's the time that she's expecting her period. And the way the Taz says the Lashon is that here we could be mekel, even though it's mashuch, because it's not a din d'oraisa. The ein kan suffik d'oraisa, kevin shel hirgisha b'dam min hamakor. That's the Taz at the beginning. It's not a suffik d'oraisa. So everybody reads this Taz and they jump up and down, they spit wood and nickels, and they say, my dear beloved Taz, how is it not a suffik d'oraisa? Hooray, you inserted that bedika cloth internally. We have the din of Dilma Hargosh HaSeid. The Taz is really into this mahalach, that we're toile on the hemorrhoids. He says there was a mora who ra'a echad, who was machmir, v'nirali shata'a b'davar pashat. That's the end of the Taz, Eishpach Gimel. The mora ra'a is right. It's a suffix d'irai. So how can you be toile on the potential hemorrhoid? But the Taz writes, no, we're toile unless it is shas vesta. The Chavis Das in Os Yud Ches, pardon me, the Chavis Das in Os Yud Ches says, this doesn't make sense. If you hold that the hemorrhoids are like a maka, which is Maitzi Dam, you should be tola even Bishas Vesta. If it's a maka, that's not Maitzi Dam, so then you should never be tola. Vos Epis, that you're tola, but not Bishas Vesta. Says the Chavis Das, I hold that you could be tola in the hemorrhoids, even Bishas Vesta. That's what the Chavis Das writes. It should be a suffix d'oraisa. So the Chavis Das has a yesod, and he says this in Sifkotin Chof Zayin, which I was just talking to someone this morning after the Shacharis, this Rabbi Herbsman, was in the Kola Oyam when I was a student here in Yeshiva. He was Rabbi Parnas's chavrusa all the years. Rabbi Parnas, I think, might be the oldest living senior Reitz figure. He was a Rosh Hashiva here for many years until he left here and he went to Landers, no? He was a very popular Magid Shiel when he was here. Mamish, very popular. So Hanano Herbstman used to learn the Chavrusa with Rabbi Parnas. And he's learning the Yidden now, and he happens to be listening to some of my shiurim, which is a big covet for me. So we're talking this morning about this Chavis Das. So the Chavis Das says that he thinks that the only time I say that Dilma Hargoshas in the Sudai Raisa is if you know for sure the dam came from her, but you're not sure whether there is a Hargosha, there's no Hargosha, meaning you're not sure if it's the Raisa or not the Raisa. So Duma Hargoshas Hei means that we'll treat it like a Dairaisa. But in a situation where the Dam may became Me'alma, there's a real chance this Dam is from the hemorrhoids. It's not from the woman itself. So the suffix of Duma Hargoshas Eid does not really make it that we should be Mahmir. The Chavis Das Alei Chav Zayin says, we don't treat it like a suffik da'iraisa when there is another real possibility of the source of the dam. I think this can kind of answer one of the issue that's been underlining our entire discussion over here. If you remember, we began the conversations of Tlius with the Se'if Yud Ches that says, since Ksamim is drabonon, so we're Taila. And the Lechem B'Simla asked the Kashi, he says, no, we're Taila even on the Oraisas. No? And we said, oh, Se'if Chof is a Doraisa that we're Taila on. Se'if Chof is that if the husband urinates blood, he has like kidney stones, we're Taila in that case. That's Se'if Chof. It's a potential Doraisa, Domar Gashas Shamish. Right? And we said from the Lechem B'Simla, that on Dairaisas, we're Taila if it's a real significant Tzwaya. But if it's not a Geshmaka Tzwaya, we're not Tola. And like, what about it's a Suffolk Dairaisa, Hargoshas Eid? How can you possibly Taila? The answer, I think, might be, although I don't have a full understanding of this, the answer might be that if I have a real din, or a real other source of where the dam came from, then I'm Taila. So in this case, that the dam perhaps is coming from the hemorrhoids, and that's a real chance, so then I'm going to be Taila. In the case also of a husband who has kidney stones, right, there's a real chance that the dam is coming not from her. The din of Dilma Hargoshas Eid is only when the dam is mimeno, and I'm not going to be sure, is it Dairaisa Drabbanon? I assume that the chazok is that the dam came by Hargosha, and therefore we treat it like a suffix Dairaisa, right? That's the halacha. But when there's a real chance that the dam is coming from some other source, so therefore we can be Mekom. This issue comes up in Simon Cook Pezayin in Yetz Hashem, when we talk about Raya Machmas Tashmish, right? The halacha is that a woman who sees them after Tashmish Hamita three times, so she has to get divorced from her husband. That's the din, Raya Machmas Tashmish. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a Makkah, you could be Taila. And there's a discussion what type of Makkah, Makkah Motzi Dam, Makkah that's not Motzi Dam. Machlekes seems to be Mechaber and Ramot. We seem to pack B'Shas Vesta, Shlo B'Shas Vesta. There's like 1,000 variables over there. The idea over there also is that if you have a Makkah that's Maitzi Dam, even though there's a potential derisa of the Makkah, that, excuse me, it's a Hargosha of Hargosha Shamish, still we can be Megal, and that seems to be the Cheshbin of this Sidrei Tahara. The Cheshbon, pardon me, the Chavis Das a nice Zayin. Let's just very quickly, Sif Lamed Hey, if you have an Eid Habodah, Petachs of Yerefa, and then you find down, so the Mashuk is Tomei, Ogol is Tahar. Yesh Oimrim, even Ogol is Tomei, the culture. The Taz points out Again, she does a bedikah with an eid habadak, then she sticks it on her body. She sticks it on her thigh. One opinion is she's tummy b'kosho. The other opinion is that you need a gris v'ayiv and you stick it on your thigh. The Taz writes that these two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch Sefer Lamed Hei is really the same two opinions, the Rambam versus the rest of the Judaism, in Sef Vav, about whether a kesem shebegufa is tummy b'kosho or whether you have the shear of ksamim. In other words, the opinion that says that Tachsa Yibrecha B'tamei B'koshu is the Shita of the Rambam Zachbetaz. The other Shita, that you need a Shear, is the other opinion in Se'efav. Now, if this is correct, the Taz is Tliya, so then the Bach doesn't make sense. Because there in Se'efav, the Bach basically is Mekal against the Rambam. But over here, in Se'if Lamed Hei, the Shach quotes that the Bach paskens like the Yeshayim. That the Bach holds that's the kosher by Tachsa Yibrecha. If the Taz is right, that Se'if Lamed Hei is just a reformulation of the same dinim in Se'if Vav, so the Bach doesn't work out. What you have to say to be Miyashim the Bach is that because in this case there was a Bedika, she inserted the cloth internally. So therefore, we're going to be a little more machmir. Even though what we said before is that by a bedika, but there's another source from the where the dam came from, we don't treat it like a suffix d'araisa. Right? That's what we said from the Chavistas. But even so, I'm a little more machmir. And because there's a strong svara that macholases don't hang out on your body, so therefore, the Bach feels that I should be more machmir in this case. I'm just looking around the room and I see a lot of guys seem to be either tired already or no longer focused, because usually we only do shear for 45 minutes. I've already gone on for like 55 minutes, which is, I apologize. I think guys are tired. I wanted to do a little bit more. Maybe tomorrow we'll pick up and we'll just talk about what's considered eid badak, what's eid she'eino badak for some of the dinim. And for tomorrow, I'd like, again, I don't want to spend that long on these dinim. I really want to get to se'if nun dalet, which is nogeil ha'maisa. I have to figure out whether I want to read the other se'ifim inside or not, about hashila, chaluka, etc. But for now, let's pause over here, because it looks like guys are getting tired, and we'll pick up tomorrow in Yirtzeh Hashem. And thank you for joining us for today's session of Judaism.